Eddie Reyes helped found a Helping Rock, now based in Florida. After he moved to Juneau, Reyes started a local branch. He says government agencies like the Division of Motor Vehicles had not provided many Spanish language services in the capital city.
Because there's not maybe an interpreter or they don't understand the language there to fill out a form, suddenly someone had to walk out of there without a picture ID. Because, of course, if you're going to try to get a job, you have to identify yourself. Well, how do you do that if you have no ID?
Reyes says Piedra de Ayuda is made up entirely of volunteers. Since last year, the local branch has added 7 board members and helped about 20 different clients. Although the law requires courts to provide interpretation to people with limited English proficiency, nonprofit and commercial organizations that offer language assistance are rare in Alaska. Neil Neesham is court administrator for Southeast. He says 60-70% of interpretation is done over speakerphone, which is not always the best option.
Obviously, it's more effective to do it in person only because you get to see subtleties such as facial language, hand language, intonation, and those sorts of things.
One recent client, Piedra de Ayuda, is a Latin American woman who needed to go to court for a protective order against a man she met in Juneau. We've omitted her name due to the ongoing nature of her case, which involves accusations of domestic abuse and sexual assault. The woman moved to Juneau a few months ago with her boyfriend. Soon after arriving, she says she met a local man who seemed well-connected, knew the area, and offered guidance. She says the man helped her find an apartment, although at the time he was homeless. The woman claims he asked to live with her family temporarily, and that's when things went downhill.
El martes fue muy buen hombre.
She says Tuesday he was a good man, Wednesday he was a good man, Friday he was a good man, but Saturday he was a monster. She claims he was often drunk and abusive. Friends advised her to go to the police, but she was reluctant.
Tenía miedo.
I was afraid, she says, because I said, what if he kills me? What do I do? Because he said he was going to make me disappear. She ended up at Piedra de Ayuda, where Wanda Peña took her case.
She didn't know her way around and basically was harassed by this man because of the lack of the language. She couldn't communicate with anybody, so she ended up going to the courthouse, and they provided her with our number, and she immediately called.
Peña helped the woman fill out paperwork and interpreted for her in court. The woman says she's grateful for the services Piedra de Ayuda provided. She came to help me so quickly. They didn't charge me anything. They were wonderful people. In Juneau, I'm Kayla DeRoche.